Chapter 1. Friendship. Emma Woodhouse, beautiful, rich and clever, at 21 had been mistress of Hartfield, her loving father's house, ever since her older sister, Isabella, had married and gone to live in London, 16 miles away from the small town of Highbury. Emma's mother had died so long ago that Emma could hardly remember her gentle touch. But an excellent woman called Miss Taylor, who had looked after Emma since she was 5, had filled her mother's place. During these 16 years, Emma and Miss Taylor had become as close as sisters, and Emma could do what she liked, even if she valued Miss Taylor's judgment. Indeed, the real evils of Emma's situation were the power of having rather too much of her own way and the habit of thinking a little too well of herself. However, at present, she was unaware of the dangers of this side of her character. The day of Miss Taylor's marriage was the first time that Emma had felt any real kind of sadness in her life. In the evening, when everybody had gone, Emma was left alone to think sadly of what she had lost while her father slept peacefully in his armchair. At the same time, though, she was happy for Miss Taylor, who had married Mr. Weston, a man with no faults, of suitable age, reasonably wealthy, and with good manners. Emma was also proud of the fact that she had always encouraged this match, proof of her generous friendship. However, she missed her gentle, intelligent friend. Miss Taylor was now Mrs. Weston, and from now on would live half a mile from them. Emma dearly loved her father, but he was no companion for her. The age difference between them seemed even greater due to the fact that Mr. Woodhouse acted like a man much older than his actual years and did very little except worry about his health and that of those dear to him.